Let us pray. Father, you spoke the world into existence. You speak new life into us and give us the light of the knowledge of your glory in Christ. Give us the grace to receive your word now and rejoice in it. Amen. I enjoy little wisdom stories from all over the world, which often help me look a little bit deeper at our own scriptures. There's one I'd like to share with you, a little Hindu story that goes like this. Once upon a time, as the master guru lay dying, his disciples begged him, for their sake, not to go. But if I do not go, the master said, how will you ever see? But what are we not seeing now that we will see when you are gone? His disciples pressed him. And the master guru said, all I ever did was sit on the riverbank handing out river water. After I'm gone, I trust you will notice the river. If you take a step back and look at the Christian faith and its origins, it is striking the short period of time that Jesus' mission took. It is often reckoned as 3 years, from the time he appeared at John's baptism to his death on the cross, and some think it may even have been as short as 1 year. Yet what an impact he made in that short time. He was the one giving out the river water, but now it is up to the disciples to notice the river. It is easy to just follow orders, but the master, the Hindu master, or Jesus the Christ, wants his disciples to eternalise his spirit, not simply imitate his actions. Part of our maturing as Christian disciples is to start exercising some leadership, even leadership with a small L. In the Acts reading today, we look at Peter. Peter, standing with the 11, who then raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Peter is the very first, to lift up his voice and proclaim openly the word. Now, only a few weeks ago, he could not speak, even to a serving woman at midnight. The God who breathed life into dust and made a human being also breathes life into a once cowardly disciple and created a man who now has the gift of bold speech. And not only Peter, the rest of the book of Acts recounts literally the acts of the apostles, that is, the acts of those previously frightened disciples who then went out from the community to bring the life and good news of Christ, the river water, to others. So how did this change, this transformation come about? Well, this is St. Luke's story, and it is he who tells us that after Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples over a period of 40 days and tells them they will receive the Holy Spirit later. And then he ascends and is gone from their sight. We can imagine the apostles left staring off into space, wondering where Jesus had gone. Two men in white robes, probably angels, tell them Jesus will come back the same way, but they don't say when. But they took note of what Jesus had said to them just before he ascended, and they went back to Jerusalem. They went back to that same upper room, a room of memories, the Last Supper, Jesus' first post-resurrection appearance. Some of us may have had an exciting encounter with God that charges us for some time, but then it becomes a distant memory, and it feels that God has withdrawn and gone back home to heaven. In the upper room, the disciples prayed and waited as they were told to do, as we sometimes do, as we should do. They were not disappointed, but power came differently. It was not Jesus returning, appearing on a cloud, as they and many since then have been hoping for. Instead, something kindled within them. This is where they started to notice the river. The imagery of the coming of the Spirit shows itself in the disciples' empowerment. They no longer have Jesus to tag around after. They no longer are languishing in the upper room, hiding and reminiscing. Their more recent time of constantly devoting themselves to prayer perhaps had broken them open. They start to think forward. One small step was in replacing Judas's position with Matthias, who was also a witness of Jesus's life and resurrection. So they are already talking of the apostolic ministry before that day of Pentecost, perhaps a sure sign that the Spirit was already stirring. Jesus had said to them, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." The idea of doing greater works than Jesus boggles the mind of many. But this saying is a bit like that little Hindu story of the master who needed to get out of the way so that his disciples would then start taking on the teaching, the ministry, the values, the spiritual lives for themselves, within themselves, and having thus received, be able to give of themselves. We think of the coming of the Spirit as a sort of wham-bam effect that happened one morning. But it is worth noting these small things that started to go on in Acts 1 that signify a change is starting to happen. On that day of Pentecost, we see what seems like a huge release of the Spirit in the lives of the disciples. Now, using the term outpouring is not incorrect. It is the word Peter quotes from the prophet Joel. But it does sort of externalise the Holy Spirit as sort of coming out of nowhere. In exploring this passage, I suggest the word release, as I get the feeling that the Spirit was starting to build up in them as they prayed and as they took some small steps of action following Jesus' ascension. There are times when we can take great strides in our faith or with our abilities or our learning. It is also safe to take some small steps, which of course is better than no steps at all. And then maybe we are ready to dare to take the risk, which may feel dangerous. But we reach for a power that has been hidden before now. And like Peter, we then stand and raise our voice and address or confront those before us. And remember that some of those whom Peter addressed were not at all friendly. Elizabeth Smith wrote a song called "Spirit of Adventure." Go, Spirit of Adventure, stir us to live boldly, proud of the message we bear. Make us true apostles, going where Christ sends us, bringing forgiveness and care. The Holy Spirit, our helper and our guide, is also the fire that awakens us. The Holy Spirit is a power that can take us beyond our known capacity and understanding. And perhaps this is why we recognise the Spirit as being from God. When we take small steps, it encourages us with the realisation, I can do that, and we go on to do that. Those risky steps, though, they are the sink or swim scenarios. But both steps, big and risky, are of the Spirit of God. For the Spirit is gentle, and the Spirit is also wild. As well as the image of fire, there is that of the wind that blows where it will, not just in set places. And that wind does not just blow into the church, but out of its doors as well. And the Spirit is the power which enables the church to go public with its good news, to attract a crowd, to have something to say that is worth hearing. Perhaps we doubt that these days, when it seems very few are interested. Perhaps if we feel that the Spirit has withdrawn, maybe it is a time we are called to devote ourselves to prayer once again and wait expectantly. Perhaps to start taking some small steps again as we invite the Spirit to again release in us its power, boldness, creativity, active compassion and love. The promise is that it will be so for all, no matter your age, your sex, or your class. Our Master, Jesus, has ascended, but his Spirit is here, and he trusts that we will notice it. Let us pray. Exuberant Spirit of God, bursting with the brightness of flame into the coolness of our lives, to warm us with a passion for justice and beauty, we invite you to set our church afire. Exuberant Spirit of God, sweeping us out of the dusty corners of our apathy, to breathe vitality into our struggles for change, we invite you to blow new life into and throughout our church. Exuberant Spirit of God, speaking words that leap over barriers of mistrust to convey messages of truth and new understanding, we invite you to use us, the people of this church, to be your channels of communication into the world around us. Exuberant Spirit of God, flame, wind, speech. Burn, breathe, speak in us, that we may truly be the body of Christ in your world. Amen.